This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what brought support today across the cattle markets?
Leslie, I think we saw two things today that really supported the cattle. One was the simple fact that we saw good short-covering technical buying. But as far as fundamental news, I think it was the fact that it looks like the CME Group is going to change the trading hours of our livestock markets. They will open at 8:30 in the morning and close at 1:05 in the afternoon, starting at the end of the month here. So I think that was the good news that helped support the market. We also saw choice box beef, 83 higher at midday, selects up 29, moved 90 loads, saw an estimated kill of 105,000 head, and we also saw some 134 cash trade in our feed yards. On the close, Feb cattle, $1.07 higher, April, 65 higher, March feeders up 222, May feeders up 220, and April lean hogs down $1.27.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey, cattle producers, want to remind you of the next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, February 12th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. The video auction itself starts at 8 a.m. Central Time, offering just over 20,000 head, including 4,550 yearling steers, 2,550 yearling heifers, 11,300 weaned calves, all to be sold this coming Friday, February 12th at Superior. If you want more information, you can contact Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to the website superiorlivestock.com. Also want to remind you the February 26th Superior Video Livestock Auction will be an on-location auction. You can go and watch it live in person at Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City on February 26th. February 12th, this coming Friday, next auction, February 26th, Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Tom, is there really anything influencing the grains right now?
No, there is not, Leslie. And it was a very quiet day. We saw yesterday what you'd call a slightly negative USDA report, but we didn't see any real carry-through to the downside today. We found a little upside early in the session that we was unable to hold. We saw most everything close negative today. We didn't have any fresh news today. Overall, a very, very quiet day without anything really influencing the markets, and once again, they took the path of least resistance to the downside. March and July KC wheat both down a quarter of a penny, but March Chicago wheat closed 3 3/4 higher. March and July corn both down 0.75. March soybeans were down a penny. July down a half a penny. And March cotton 24 points higher.
Tom, how can people reach you?
Call us on 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, providing our market analysis for the Radio Oklahoma Network.